proclamation number 8521 dated the June 7th, 1963. False Christs and Prophets. Characteristic: salvation. A strong light casts a deep shadow. So especially where my pure word is emanated to earth, much error will also be conveyed to it, for my adversary seeks to extinguish the light from above or to obscure its radiance. This also explains his attempt to mislead people with seemingly similar gifts, that he deceives people with transmissions from the world of darkness and tries to offer them in the same format, but which clearly betray his counteractivity, for it distracts people from that which is most important, from the pure truth about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. The redemption of souls through Jesus Christ is precisely what he wants to prevent in order to keep his followers, whom he regards as his power. Much spiritual knowledge will be offered and everyone will claim to have received it from above, because my adversary does not shy away from disguising himself as an angel of light in order to confuse people's thinking. And I cannot stop his approach. After all, people themselves grant him this right. For it is mainly the desire for unusual experiences which offers my adversary the opportunity to intervene and to provide them with spiritual information which is worthless, if not perilous, for the human soul. Many people have a very strong desire for extraordinary experiences and are therefore not critical enough with themselves. If they turn to me with an earnest will for protection from erroneous thinking, if they are really interested in the pure truth, they will certainly also be protected and my adversary will be enabled to exert his influences over them, because I myself will place the inner resistance into their heart. But mostly they have initiated the communication with the beyond and are themselves incapable of verifying as to whether they receive truth or error. And the spiritual beings in the beyond make use of this attitude by providing people with messages which they accept and check as truth, and thus my adversary can constantly intervene. The fact that he is solely interested in intensifying the darkness and in obstructing people's path to me, that he will do everything in his power to prevent people from becoming redeemed through Jesus Christ, can be easily understood in view of the approaching end. Such connections with the spiritual world are therefore established in all places and people would rather accept this spiritual knowledge than the pure truth conveyed to them from my side. Nevertheless, I will not determine people's free will but, time and again, I will provide clarification instead. And every sincerely striving person will recognize the truth and reject the error. I will repeatedly mention the characteristics to you. I will provide those of you who want to serve me with the clear ability of discernment so that you can check yourselves and, in turn, also give clear instructions to your fellow human beings so that they, too, will be able to recognize the error and liberate themselves from it. You can rest assured that no earnestly truth-seeking person will become entangled in the thicket of lies and error which my adversary skillfully knows how to cast. However, anyone who accepts something without examination lacks a profound longing for truth and therefore cannot be protected by me, for my adversary is equally entitled to fight for every soul so as not to lose it, because it once followed him voluntarily and he makes full use of this right of his during the soul's human existence, and only the human being's own will can disable him. You will still hear much about his activity and must pay ever more attention to everything happening around yourselves. You should only ever ask for me and my protection and I will truly not deny it to you. I have constantly told you to beware of false Christs and false prophets. And how often will the attempt still be made to lead you astray? How often will the holiest of names still be used in order to give you a taste for error and untruth? But you, if you are serious about the truth, must pay attention to your innermost feeling, which will always discard the error. And always commend yourselves to me and my grace, for as soon as merely your will is inclined towards me, my adversary will have lost all power over you. False Christs and false prophets will time and again tempt you until the end, but you are able to recognize them, for they will not emphasize Jesus' act of salvation and not try to encourage you humans to take the path to the cross in order to liberate yourselves from your guilt of sin. Then you will also know that you are not truthfully being instructed and can safely reject everything you are offered by that side. Precisely the lack of knowledge about the significance of the act of salvation is the spiritual darkness, and this shall be penetrated by the light of the pure truth. The act of salvation shall be mentioned in all places with the reference that the salvation, the forgiveness of sin through Jesus Christ, is the most important thing which must be attained in earthly life in order to be able to enter the kingdom of light and beatitude. And this knowledge is repeatedly conveyed to you through my word from above. But my word will never be spoken where no clarification of it is given, or where his great act of mercy is denied or trivialized. Therefore, beware of false Christs and false prophets, for they only increase the darkness spread across the earth, but they do not grant light. Amen.